We are here on KSOM, and we're talking high school basketball. Big game coming up on Saturday night with the birth of the state tournament on the line as Coon Rapids Bayard takes on Woodbine in a sub-state final. Joining us now is Corey Meyer, head coach for the Crusaders of CRB. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into this rubber match with the Tigers?
Yeah, obviously we got a tough test ahead of us with Woodbine, a very, very good team. We've played them twice already this year, and we've split. I think both teams know each other pretty well, but our guys have been playing very confidently lately. I think we've played with really good energy the last couple of games, and hopefully we can keep the ball rolling along those lines.
Yeah, what stood out the most for you in those two games with Woodbine, and what do you take from that going into this game?
Yeah, that first one when we played out at Woodbine right after Christmas break, you know, I think first quarter we got off to a good start, and then they battled their way. You know, they played a little more guys than us. I thought we got a little tired. Third quarter they got a big lead going. I think they got up 13 on us, and we just kept chipping away, and we found a way to close it and had a chance down the stretch. We missed the corner three, and that was the difference, and then we played them at our place, and, you know, I mean, a lot of things went our way that night. They got in some foul trouble. Their key players got in some foul trouble. They didn't shoot it very well. So those things happen. I think, obviously, the score, when you look at the score, was a little inflated one way, but that was based on, you know, a lot of things happening for us that night positively, and things didn't go as well for them. But I thought our energy was really good. I liked the way that we guarded them. We have to do a much better job this Saturday night keeping them off the offensive glass. They crushed us on the offensive glass, and so that's been a big point of emphasis for us, is just making sure that we're not allowing easy transition points. We want them to grind out each possession, and we got to be a lot better on the boards.
Tell me about Kyle Hayden and what makes him so effective as a scorer.
Well, he's pretty dynamic. He can score really at all different levels. I mean, he's a good three-point shooter. When he steps out, he's obviously very, very good mid-range player, and he can score down low on the block. And so when you have that ability to do all those things, plus you're 6'4", and, you know, you're one of the strongest guys on the court, you know, you got some options offensively. And at times we do a really, really good job of, you know, trying to feed him the ball and get him some open looks. So, you know, he can do all three things. He can handle the ball for us. You know, late game situation, we want the ball in his hands because he can knock down free throws too. So he just does a lot of different things over the course of the game. And, you know, you look up at the end of the night, you get 20 to 30 points almost every game. So just an incredible talent, a hard worker, and a very humble kid.
Carter Groover is the guy for them, but it goes deeper than that. When you look at their offense, how do you break that down?
Yeah, they have some guys that can score the ball, and that's what makes them so good. Is they can punch you about four different ways offensively. Groover's such a good player. He's such a good rhythm three-point shooter. You got to be able to eliminate that, not allow him to catch on any special on any ball reversals, because that's where he's really good. You help him just a little bit, and the ball is reversed. If you're not up in his face right away, he's going to knock that down. He's good in transition. He's pretty good at trying to, you know, get to his spot. He's got a little post-up game for a guard. The Bloom kid's very talented, you know. He's a good driver going to his right. He's a very athletic kid, and he can shoot the three ball. The Kelly kid is a good three-point shooter, and he's kind of a specialist as far as knocking down threes. And then who did I miss? Oh, and then you got the big Jax Pryor inside, and he is a handful down low. So he's a big physical guy that, you know, he kind of owns the block. He knows where his spots are, and they do a good job of reversing the ball and trying to get him post touches.
How do you think the two of you, you know, match up in terms of just the styles of basketball that you play?
Well, I think we're both similar. We like to push the ball in transition when we get the opportunity. And I think both teams are pretty good defensively, that, you know, if you're not trying to push the ball and trying to get something easy early in the clock, that, you know, it could be tough later in the clock to get shots off. And I think we both like to play up and down. I think we both shoot some threes. We both got an inside post presence, so we're very similar. You know, offensively, they're probably a little more skilled than us. And defensively, like, that's kind of where we hang our head. So a lot of similarities. Again, very common opponent. And so we know a lot about them, and they know a lot about us.
Yeah. You know, they do average almost 10 points more per game than you, so they shoot a few more threes. They do, and that's just by the numbers, but it seems like things even out when the two of you play. But, you know, how much do you really rely on your defense and that style that you play?
Well, we have to, and that we've been that way for a long time over here, is that, you know, some nights our offense is not there, and defensively we're going to have to grind out games. And our kids are pretty good at understanding, you know, the scouting report and being able to execute those things come game night. And, you know, I think especially in postseason, you don't see a lot of transition stuff. You don't see a lot of wide open shots. And so you've got to be good in the half court, both on the offensive end, being able to execute, and then defensively just making it difficult for them, not allowing them to get into easy stuff, not allowing their best offensive players to get to the spots that they want to get to.
And just overall, what do you make of this opportunity here to play a conference rival, to play an opponent like this and get a chance at going to the state tournament?
No, it's fun. It's what high school basketball is supposed to be about. And, you know, it's going to be an intense game. I know they'll have a big crowd. We'll have a big crowd. And this is why you sign up to play high school basketball. This is why you run your sprints. This is why you start early in November, have, you know, morning practices, all those things. It's an opportunity to put it all on the line, see what you got.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck on Saturday night against Woodbine. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Go Crusaders.
Corey Meyer, head coach for the Coon Rapids Bay Area Crusader boys basketball team, with us here on KSOM.